With little to no sign of interest rates changing anytime soon, what does that actually mean for the construction companies that are out there? Unfortunately, over the last 12 to 18 months, we've seen a lot go bust. And if you're someone that's building at the moment, thinking about building, it could be really scary times. How this goes on to affect the rental crisis is something I want to discuss in this video. So if you're interested in what my thoughts are, then definitely keep watching. Hey guys, my name's Ravi and welcome back to Personal Finance with Ravi Sharma. If you're new here, smash that subscribe button because I talk about real estate, cryptocurrency, and financial freedom. Now, if you're someone that doesn't watch mainstream media, hopefully you've caught up on the two live segments that I've had on the Sunrise Show lately. You can definitely go check them out here. It's been an amazing experience to go live on national TV. And yes, reality is, Mum, I made it. No, jokes aside, I brought the black t-shirt to national TV because I promised I would. We need more people to hear about this sort of stuff and get educated about these things when it comes to financial freedom, which is why I advocate to share these videos out, and not because more people can go and see my face. It's more so that people can listen to the advice that I give in these videos and at least share some of that knowledge that you might found valuable and we pass that on. It does two things. One, you're spreading positivity in this world and we definitely need more of that. And number two, it helps support the channel, which I'm greatly appreciative of because we're on track to get to 100K this year. So if you haven't already, subscribe down below. And with that, let's continue. Now, the number of dwellings being completed in Australia remains well below pre-pandemic levels, contributing to the country's current housing supply crisis, total number of insolvencies, and then you see construction down there as well. This is basically covering off from 2014 to 2023. And the main point to take away from the left side is the fact that these started really around 2020 and 2021, which is when interest rates have started to really take off. And the reason why it kicked off then is one, we had our borders shut, people couldn't build. Once they could build, we simply couldn't get enough supply to build those homes. And to compound to the whole thing, we had labor shortages. As well as that, we then had supply constraints. And on top of all of that, interest rates kept going up. So that's why we've seen this number actually go parabolic. Now, if you go to the right-hand side, which is share by industry, you can see that construction makes up a majority of these insolvencies. And this is very concerning because if you don't have construction companies out there building, then who's going to build all these properties that we need because we're in a housing crisis and a rental crisis? And if you don't know, we are also in a cost of living crisis. If you look at all of our numbers, it can be quite doom and gloom. When you think about the per capita recession that we're experiencing in Australia, when you're seeing record number of population growth, as well as the migrants that are coming into the country, it's needless to say that we need to be going out there and buying whatever we can when it comes to assets, because who knows how long this could end up going for. When you look at the government policy and the planning changes or rezoning rather, it really isn't a pretty picture, at least for the next 2 to 3 years. So if you're someone that's struggling, honestly, my heart goes out to you. But all I can say is don't fall for the fake media that says it's going to be okay very soon. It's almost like they're leading you on. What I'm saying is it's probably going to get worse and you better strap yourself in. Start making some hard decisions around lifestyle choices as well as probably where you live. That is, in fact, the reality. 2 days ago, I caught an Uber, and when I was in Uber, all I heard from the driver was how he couldn't afford the rent, he had 4 kids, he just could not sustain his lifestyle at the point that he was at. He was working about 6 days already, he was potentially gonna go up to 7 days, and that was just to make ends meet. And we tried to break it all down, and I tried to help as much as I could to then eventually ask him the dreaded question, which is, why don't you move out of Sydney? And to that, he was almost emotional about it, but that's the reality of where we're at. Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world to be living in. But I also know that many parts of Australia are also really getting screwed over when it comes to this crisis. And that is such a big concern and something that I don't think, honestly, hand on heart, will change in the next 2 to 3 years. Interest rates obviously being high are playing a major role. And when you come from such lows, people took on debt on the basis that Philip Lowe promised us that, hey, interest rates won't go up anymore for the next couple of years. A lot of people are now in mortgage prison. And if you're not in mortgage prison, then you're out there trying to hunt for the next rental property. I think in every single video that I was making, every single story post I was making for a good period of about 3 to 6 months in 2020 and 21, I kept suggesting to people, go and get a side hustle, learn soft skills. You've now saved effectively 2 hours a day by not having to travel to work and back. This is the time you want to capitalize. And I understand some people actually went out there and did that, which is awesome because you're probably in a really good position now. But for some others, it was really not possible. Whether there was health concerns, mental health problems, or you just simply could not do it with the load that you had on your plate. This is the next most important time for you to start leveling up. Whether it's soft skills or whether it's out there getting a second job, or if you really like your team, unfortunate, but you're probably gonna have to move companies to get that higher pay. This is the time where you knuckle down. Because if things do get worse over the next 2 years, you need to ask yourself, how can I survive? And if you've got a family that relies on you as well, this is very important. Now, I don't want this to be really doom and gloom, but I think it's important that we just don't cover off the higher side of making financial freedom a goal and how things can be amazing if you own assets. It's clear by now, and if it's not, I apologize, like I probably haven't done a good enough job, but you should really go out there, educate yourself over the last couple of videos that I've made on this channel, and hopefully you can go ahead and watch all 300 videos that are on the channel. But the reality is, if you don't own assets, you're gonna fall behind. I made a video about the death of the middle class. Very popular video on this channel, not so popular for the fact that it's a reality, but you should definitely go check out that video. And there's a lot of tips that I share in that that could help you potentially get through the next 12 months. Now, property prices are set to rise to capitalize on all these problems if you don't own assets. Increased interest rate pressure could exert some resistance on the still buoyant property market, but the population growth is more likely to overwhelm that variable. With 765,900 overseas migration arrivals and 217,100 departures, net overseas migration was 548,800 people during the year ending 30th of September 2023. Western Australia has had the fastest growing population, up 3.3% compared with the previous year. This was followed by Victoria, which grew by 2.9%, and Queensland, which grew by 2.7%. Beta Cho, ABS head of demography, said net overseas migration drove 83% of the annual population growth, while natural increase accounted for the remaining 17%. Damian Collins, chairman of Westbridge Funds Management, said the new population data was astonishing. Another 660,000 people equates to another 264,000 more dwellings being needed, and we are only completing close to 90,000 short of that number. Population growth is still at very high levels in January 2024, so unfortunately any hope of relief in the housing and rental market is simply not even on the horizon. Prices and rents across most capital cities are heading in one direction, and that's up. Perth property is already shaping up to deliver property price growth in 2024, anywhere between 10 and 20%. As the fastest growing population center in Australia, price pressure can only increase. And I remember in 2021, when we started showing clients, this is probably the areas we need to be in, a lot of people were like, it's a mining town. I don't know why I'm buying in Perth. And there was also other buyer's agents coming out and saying, I'm not touching the area, it's not sustainable. The reality is, if you use the same metrics that you used 10 years ago, you're gonna get vastly different results. But it's like going out there and saying, I'm gonna go and use the internet in the form that it was 10 years ago versus today. We have such amazing technology now, like AI, that drives so much more speed. So you would already be disadvantaged. And this is why it's important that when you do get guidance and you get the right team around you, have people in that team that are active in today's market and are achieving the same sort of things you want to achieve. If you simply had someone that did it 10, 15 years ago, they're like, oh, cool, this is what worked for me. Don't worry about what the new kids are saying. But if the new kids are learning new tricks and they're understanding how things change and trends change, you need to adapt. You've probably heard the quote, adapt or die. And that's the same thing when it comes to running a business as well as going out there and investing. If you want to do it well, you need to keep adapting. And one of those areas that we spoke about extensively was Perth and the regionals in Western Australia. Now, obviously, everything looks amazing, but believe me, 24 months ago, people weren't wanting to buy there. And before that, no one wanted to buy in South Australia, which is where we were also capitalizing in that market. Now there's a couple of other markets that we're focusing on in addition to Perth, where we're picking up a couple of deals where there's value plays ahead. But the risk is significantly higher, and that's why it's important that if you want to go out there and build a portfolio, you need to be diversifying. We've already located the next two locations where we are going to see the next phase of growth and the one after that. So if we're looking at portfolio building and looking at how we can sustain all that growth at an average growth rate of greater than 7 to 10%, we already know what that looks like for the next 6 to 7 years. And that window is important because most people, if you really wanted to, you could pretty much retire with two properties. And I make this video where I talk about it in this whiteboard video, talking about how two properties can actually get you filthy rich. So definitely go check that one out. Now, the rental crisis is also not going away anytime soon. Over the last decade, the median weekly rent collectively being paid by renters throughout Australia has doubled from $44 billion to $88 billion per year. Kevin Young, president of Property Club, described the dire rental vacancy situation as a government-engineered crisis. A decade ago, the median weekly rent for Australian homes was $300, and now it has blown out to over $600 per week. With nearly 3 million private rental properties throughout Australia, it means Australian renters are paying nearly $250 million in rent every day. Don't worry, I add to that, I'm rent vesting. I'm definitely feeling it too because our rents have also increased. But the fact is, if I was just renting, I'd be falling behind. But because I rent vest, I'm renting somewhere I want to live, and yes, my rents have gone up, but I also own all these other investment properties and all of the rents have increased there as well. So net cash flow actually puts me in a better position because those rents are offsetting whatever I'm paying by a lot. And this graph here shows exactly what's about to happen and is playing out. It's a smaller share of young in inner city suburbs. That's a real tongue twister there. 19 to 35 year old population share changed from 2011 to 2021. And what you can see is that a lot of people are moving out from the inner suburbs, out to the western suburbs, or even further out of these metro areas, because it's simply not sustainable with the rental prices where they're at and increasing fast. And if you're out there trying to buy a property, it's almost impossible because the amount of competition you're getting with not just the local people, but also migrants coming into the country, it means you're severely disadvantaged. This is why I go back to my thesis, which is I can get into affordable markets. Now, yes, that could be in metro markets, but more likely it'll be in regional hubs. These are mini capital cities, the next capital cities. And as the population grows, we need to see infrastructure spending and job creation. And that's exactly what I see as part of our research to go, that's where we're gonna go. And then what happens 2 to 5 years later is all this amount of growth comes in. We have increased amounts of demand as people move internally as well as external factors. And then we see those prices go up as well as rental growth. And what you can see here is the PropTrack Rental Affordability Index. And it's actually the worst affordability on record. This is absolutely wild, but we are now even below levels that we saw in 2009 and 2010. And at the rate of change, we're gonna continue seeing this to become the worst problem by the time we get to 25 and 26. Now this next graph is absolutely wild. You look at this and it says percentage increase in median advertised rents from the March quarter in 2020 to the December quarter in 2023. In the purple color, you've got regional areas. In the peachy color, you've got capital cities. And what you can see is a full breakdown of exactly how rents have increased. You've got areas like Hobart that are at 11%, like the rest of Northern Territory and Canberra at 15%. But then you've got some significant amount of growth in terms of rents when it comes to Perth, Western Australia, and looking at South Australia as well as Brisbane. Even in Sydney, where prices are actually quite high, you've still seen an increase of 40%, and in regional New South Wales, 37%. That is wild because that hasn't been through a period of like, oh, over the period of 10 years, that's in the period of 3 years. And that's wild because it's about to get worse. That's my personal opinion. And it's honestly on the basis that there's simply no supply. So as much as I'm going out there and saying, this is the truth and I don't like it, I think if you're someone that gets hurt by hearing this news and you're like, I don't want to know about this. The thing is, you're kicking the can down the road, and by the time you get down the road, that can is massive and it's so hard to move. Unfortunately, it's absolutely crippling at that point. So I hope you guys have taken something away from this video, which the key takeaway is really, if you have choice, you have an extra hour or two, go out there, learn some soft skills, increase that income, and try and acquire assets as soon as possible. Whether that's property, whether that's anything else, you need to own assets, because if we see interest rates come down, even remotely, you will see the confidence shift. And most people buy with emotions. So if they see one cut, for them, that'll feel like 10 cuts. Because now we've come to the top of the mountain and we're heading one way, which means probably cut after cut after cut. That's not me saying that's what's gonna happen, it's just how most people will think. And they then have fear of missing out. That emotion is gonna be wild and it could lead to the biggest bubble we've ever seen in Australian property history. But to be covering all of that, you should definitely subscribe to the channel, like this video if you haven't already, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Thanks guys.